This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. When Bob Dylan took time out from his touring schedule to make a movie last year, the man he chose to direct it was Larry Charles. He comes from the world of TV sitcoms. He was a guiding force on Seinfeld and Mad About You. Now he works on Curb Your Enthusiasm. The Dylan film, called Masked and Anonymous, marks Larry Charles' debut as a film director. The movie's described as taking place in a mythological third world America in a time of civil war and chaos. It's gotten decidedly mixed reviews. Salon.com called it a strange and brilliant must-see film, but Roger Ebert dismissed it as a vanity production beyond all reason. Allegorical twaddle, said Rolling Stone. We confess we haven't seen the movie Larry Charles directed, but we have heard the soundtrack of Dylan music, much of it international cover versions of familiar songs, and this one grabbed us and wouldn't let us go. Larry Charles, can you describe the moment when you first heard that version of My Back Pages?
It just all coalesced, and I knew that was the opening song of the movie. It perfectly combined the familiarity and the alienation and foreignness that I was trying to sort of create some sort of synthesis from. So it just was an instinctive thing. When I heard it, I knew I wanted this to be the first song in the movie.
And this is the Magakoro brothers?
Yes, I mean, that's as good a pronunciation as I could do. There may be others who might sort of question that, but I don't. That's Makagoro, yeah, Makagoro, something like that, yes.
And what do we know about them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all, except that Bob Dylan is a gigantic star in Japan, ironically enough, where it's extremely difficult to translate his lyrics, and yet he's gigantic there. And so there is a big Bob following there, so there's a lot of Japanese versions of his songs.
Had he heard that version before of My Back Pages?
I would be shocked if he'd heard it.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't get the pleasure out of his music that others get. That's kind of his curse in life, in a way, is that he doesn't really listen to Bob Dylan music.
But for you, this is just a smorgasbord, I suppose, of sampling every culture possible in the key of Dylan.
This was like saying, you know, open sesame and having this large door open up and this treasure trove being discovered and just like being able to root around and all this stuff. It was beyond my imagination.
Well, one of the things that you turn up is an Italian version of the Dylan tune, If You See Her, Say Hello,
yes.
By Francesco De Gregori.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Sure.
Se la vedi, dille ciao, salutala dovunque sia. È partita tempo fa, e adesso forse in Tunisia. Dille che non si preoccupi per le cose lasciate qui. E se credi che l'abbia scordata, non dirle che non è così.
It's so evocative that you don't need to know the lyrics. You can feel what the emotions are being presented in the song. That's the power of Bob's music.
And he does have that same sort of, what would it be, world-weary kind of tenor in his voice.
Which is, you know, again, shows you the influence of Bob as a vocalist, which he doesn't get a lot of credit for. I mean, we know that Elvis was a very influential vocalist, but Bob Dylan's been a very influential vocalist, and there are Norwegian Bob Dylans, there are Italian Bob Dylans, there are Japanese Bob Dylans, there are people all over the world who have kind of been influenced by Bob's vocal style.
And then there's something in Italian, Articolo mm-hmm. 31, doing Like a Rolling Stone, which is translated as Come una pietra scalciata.
I've got something to tell you. ballerina, un'eterna mia liceo, il trofeo per il torneo, nei Romeo che dietro di te facevano corteo.
So this is, I guess, Italian hip-hop.
This is Italian. It's funny when you meet people who speak Italian or speak Japanese or speak Dutch, and they tell you how much the lyrics have changed. It's kind of shocking when you realize that, because it's almost impossible to squeeze all of Bob's words accurately into another language. You are relying on interpretation to a large degree and feeling. And I think the feeling of all these songs are all ultimately true to Bob's original intent.
Well, let's listen to some of the chorus where Bob Dylan is I guess, sampled in the background,
exactly.
And
yes.
There's an Italian overlay.
Yes, okay.
As you listen to this medley here, we have Bob Dylan, we have Italian hip-hop. What are you thinking?
Well, again, it was like it evokes the feeling that I wanted the movie to have of this kind of borderless, multicultural, multilingual society that is kind of on the verge of chaos and collapse. And I think when you hear all these different languages and these different rhythms, and it's all somewhat familiar and yet somewhat completely foreign, it evokes that sort of sense of unease, dis-ease, if you will.
Did Bob Dylan have final approval over the soundtrack?
Not that I know of. I don't think he had any input except into the songs that he did himself and how we would record those and film those.
There's a point in the film and on the soundtrack where Bob Dylan does a tune that I doubt any of us have ever heard him do before.
I wish I was in the land of cotton.
This actually was done as he was warming up for the song we were going to record and film, and he started singing Dixie, and I realized that Dixie was the perfect song for the movie in so many ways, on so many levels, that I said, let's turn on the cameras and film this. It seemed to really delineate some of the themes in the movie about civil war, about racism, so it sort of worked on all those different levels, and it seemed like a song that Bob had always done, and he had never done it before.
I wish I was in Dixie, away, away, in Dixieland. I take my stand to live and die in Dixie, away, 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 outside in Dixie, away, away, away.
Where did you find the Turkish singer Sertab? Am I pronouncing her name right?
I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm not the king of pronunciation, I can assure you. I heard it. I was given access to thousands of Bob Dylan cover songs and just listened to them as I thought about the movie and just allowed myself to instinctively be drawn to whatever, you know, struck me. And when I heard that song with that woman's voice, I just, again, knew I wanted that to be in the movie.
Your breath is sweet and your eyes are like two jewels in the sky. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Do you think these songs have corrupted you in some way? I mean, do you think you can ever listen to Bob Dylan singing My Back Pages without hearing the Magacoro brothers in your head?
Well, I also, you know, we also have the Ramones doing My Back Pages in the movie as well. So I have a lot of versions of My Back Pages rattling around in my head at all times. And I sort of welcome that and embrace it. I mean, I like the fact that there are many different versions, and depending on the feeling that I'm trying to achieve, I can go to any one of those versions and get some. Because Bob himself has dozens of his own versions of My Back Pages as well. If I want to hear a young, early version of Bob doing it, if I want to hear a recent version of Bob doing it, I have that available to me as well.
And now you have a Japanese version of him.
And now a Japanese version.
Larry Charles, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Larry Charles picked the tunes for the soundtrack and directed the new movie starring Bob Dylan called Masked and Anonymous.